Today's shir is Masechta Tainus Daf Chavav, and we will begin at the new parak. Shlosha prakim b'shana, three times during the year, kahanim noisim es kapayim, the kahanim do nesiyas kapayim, duchening, arba pamim b'yoyim, four times during the day. B'shachris, by tefillah shachris, b'musaf, tefillas musaf, mincha, or b'ne'ilah sh'arim, by ne'ilah. B'tainis, when are these occasions? On the tainis, on Ma'amodis, something we will describe soon in the Mishnah, and Yom Kippurim. During these three occasions, tainis, Ma'amodis, and Yom Kippurim, Birchas Kahanim is said at every prayer of the day, and sometimes we daven up to four of these four tefillahs in one day. The Gemara will discuss under what circumstances that takes place. The Rishonim point out that when our Mishnah says that on Tainius we daven Ne'ilah, it's not referring to the Tanaisim that we know of, Tzom Gedalia, Sarabatavis. The Tanaisim that we're discussing are the Tanaisim that we learned about in our Mishnah, that when there's a drought or other tzaris, chas v'shalom, and tanesim are decreed, on such tanesim we daven ne'ilah. Rashi points out that the Mishnah uses the terminology of ne'ilah sh'arim, and Rashi quotes that the Gemara in Masechta Brachos already describes what does ne'ilah sh'arim refer to. Does it refer to the ne'ilas, the closing of the gates of the Beis Hamikdash, or does it refer to Ne'ilah Sh'arim, the closing of the gates of Shemayim, which is much later, which is only at the end of the day? And what would be relevant, of course, Lahalacha, is when do we daven Ne'ilah? Do we daven Ne'ilah when the Beis Hamikdash doors are closed, which is a much earlier time, or do we daven Ne'ilah later when the gates of Shemayim are closed at the end of the day? Our minig, the Mishnah Berurah says, is to begin davening Ne'ilah by Shkia, and to continue davening it until the end of Shkia, until Tzeis Kechavim. The Rishonim say perhaps there's a proof that Ne'ilah should be davened earlier, because our Mishnah just taught us that by Ne'ilah we say Birkus Kahanim, and the halacha is that the avoid of the Kahanim had to take place during the day. So if Ne'ilah is said earlier, it makes a lot of sense. But if Ne'ilah is said only at the end of the day, how can we still do Birkus Kahanim? So that, many Rishonim say, is a proof that Ne'ilah should be davened earlier. However, other Rishonim say that this proof is not a conclusive proof, for they say that just like we learned that in the Beis Hamikdash there were certain avoidas done at night, the hekter chalavim v'murim, the burning of the fats, so too Birkus Kahanim perhaps may be recited by night, and therefore even if Ne'ilah is davened at night, at the end of the day, that would not exclude the permissibility to say Birkus Kahanim. The Mepharshim also discuss the halacha is that the Torah says to the Kohanim, Kos Varchas B'nei Yisrael Emolahem, there's a mitzvah assay for Kohanim to do Birkus Kohanim, and if a Kohen is called up to the Duchen and refuses to go, he's over a mitzvah assay. There's a question that what in these days that our Mishnah mentioned, where Birkus Kahanim takes place so many times in the day, what will be the halacha if by Shachris the Kohen was Noisei Kepayim, and by Musaf, Mincha, whatever, he will not go up? Will he be over the mitzvahs to say? Or perhaps since he already was Mekayim the mitzvahs of Birkus Kahanim this day, he will not be over that say. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that if a Kohen was Noisei Kepayim during this day already, if he will not go up to be Noisa Kapayim, he will not be over a mitzvah say, it'll only be a mitzvah drabonim. Elohim Mamodus. Since the Mishnah mentioned Mamodus, the Mishnah describes what are they. Says the Mishnah, Lufi Shenema, as the Pasuk says regarding bringing the carbon tamid, Tzavis B'nei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to bring his karboni lachmi. And the question is, V'chi hech karboni shel adam karavu einer amel gabov, Klal Yisrael is told that we all have to participate in giving machts a shekel, in order that every day there should be a carbon tamid. And the question is, how could a carbon be brought for a person if he's not there when the carbon is being brought? Therefore, Eskinu Nevi'im HaRishonim, the Nevi'im HaRishonim established Esrim V'Arba Mishmairus, 24 Mishmairus. They divided the Kehanim into 24 groups that will, every week of the year, a rotation of the 24 weeks, they should do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rishonim Ritva says that the mitzvah of dividing Kohanim into Mishmairis is a mitzvah midoraisa. The establishment that it should be 24, and who established that it should be 24 groups, that is something that the Nevi'im established. But the basic mitzvah that Kohanim should be divided into Mishmairis is midoraisa. A kol mishmer mishmer, corresponding to every mishmer of Kohanim, hayimaimed biYerushalayim, there was a group of maimed, people that were part of the maimed in Yerushalayim, shekahanim shelavim Yisraelim, higi asman mishmer lalois, and when a specific week of a kohen's mishmer comes, kahanim levim oyel Yerushalayim, the kahanim levim who actually had to participate in the avoda went up to Yerushalayim to do the avoda. Yisrael shvayis a mishmer miskansin lareim, to Yisraelim who did not live in Yerushalayim accomplished their avoda of the mishmer in Yerushalayim, in their homes, not necessarily going up to Yerushalayim, but certainly there were people from the maimed in Yerushalayim, because as we were learning in our Mishnah, the people of the Maimed also actively participated in the Avoda of the Kabbonis. The Mefarshim, the Rishonim, point out which is the word that indicates that we have to have Mamodos. Some Rishonim say we learn it from the word Tzav Es B'nei Yisrael, we're talking to B'nei Yisrael. Another say we learn it from the word Tishmeru. Tishmeru, there's a Chiyuv that Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael should be represented during the avoid of the Kabbonis. And the Mefarshim point out that actually this din is even relevant Bezman Hazeh, for when someone has a son and he, even if he is not the moil by the bris, still the minig and the halach is that the father of the baby should stand next to the moil when the bris is performed, when the bris milah is performed, as we find here that when somebody's carbon is being brought, he should actively be there in participation. There's a machloikus rishonim if this chiyuv mamodus is midoraisa or midrabanan. Most rishonim seem to learn that by carbon tamid the chiyuv is a doraisa, chiyuv doraisa. By other Kabbonis Tzibur, there were Mamadais, but the Chiyuv is not a Chiyuv Midaraisa. There's also a Machloikis Rishonim, who were the members of the Maimed. Rashi says that Kahanim, Levim, and Yisraelim were all members of the Maimed. But the Ritva says that, and that's the way it seems to say, and the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, "Ma'imid b'shulaim shel kahanim shel levim shel Yisraelim." The Ritva disagrees. He says kahanim and levim did not have to participate as members of the Ma'imid, since they already were working the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. And when the Mishnah says, "Akol mishmer mishmer ha'yimaimid b'yushalayim shakahanim shalvim," doesn't mean that the kahanim shalvim were active members of the maimed. They were doing their avoda, and the Yisraelim were the members of the maimed. continues the Mishnah, Vanshe Maimed Hayimus Anin, the Anshe Maimed would fast, Arba Yom Bishvur, 4 days of the week they used to fast, Miyoim Beiz Ayoim Chamishi, from Monday through Thursday. However, V'loi Hayimus Anin Be'erv Shabbos M'nei Kvayr Shabbos, they did not fast on Friday because of Shabbos, they didn't want to come into Shabbos in a state after just fasting being weak, V'loi Be'echav Shabbos, nor did they fast on Sunday, Kedai Shla Yetzu, in order that they should not go from rest and Menucha, Liyagia V'tainis, to go from one extreme to the other extreme. On Shabbos we eat and drink, and then on Sunday to fast for Yemusu. The Tveris Yisrael says Yemusu here doesn't mean that they'll actually die, it means that the extreme from eating and drinking to on a Shabbos to fasting on Sunday is too much for many people to absorb. And in fact, Rav Tzadok HaKohen explains that we know the Gemara, the Pasuk says, "B'tisha b'chaydish, b'nisves nashaseichem b'tshi l'chaydish." The person should fast on the ninth day of Tishrei. So the Gemara asks, "V'chi b'tshi mesanin?" Do we fast on 9 days in Tishrei? That's Erev Yom Kippur. V'loy basiri masani. Don't we fast on the 10th day on Yom Kippur? Ella, says the Gemara, kol oichel v'shoyse v'chi, whoever eats on the 9th of Tishrei, malalov akosev kilis anet shiva siri. The Torah considers him as if he fasted on the 9th and 10th of Tishrei. Says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, what is the pshat in that Gemara? He says the pshat in the Gemara is based on this Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that what's difficult for a person to absorb is extremes, eating and then fasting. If a person wants to fast, he eats less every day until ultimately he's accustomed to eating less. Here, a person ate on Erev Yom Kippur so much, and then he goes to Yom Kippur, the opposite extreme. That's why the Torah considers it Malal of Akosav Kilius Ana B'tshiv Asiri. The Mishnah now teaches us what was read from the Torah each day of these Ma'amadus. But you have reached in the first day of Ma'amid, they read from Parashas Bereishis, the first two chapters, Bereishis and Yehi Rikiah. On Sheni, on Monday, they read Yehi Rikiah and Yukav Amayim. B'Shlishi, on Tuesday, they read Yukav Amayim v'Yehi Ma'oris. B'Revi, Yehi Ma'oris v'Yishu Tzu Amayim. B'Chamishi, on Thursday, Yishu Tzu Amayim v'Toy Tzu Aretz. And the Gemara will explain why each one of these kriyas were the appropriate kriya for that day. V'shishi, on an Erev Shabbos, they read V'taytzi Eretz V'chula Shemayim. Says the Mishnah, Parsha G'dayla, Koyonos B'shnayim, V'ktana B'yochid. As we just learned, each one of these days of the Ma'amadus, they read two chapters. We know that whenever we read from the Torah, the three people who receive aliyahs. Teaches us the Mishnah that when we're reading two chapters, we take the larger of the two parashiyas and divide into two to give to two oilim, and we take the smaller to give it to one. Parashiyah G'dayla, the larger of the two parashiyas, Koronos or B'shnayim, we give to two people aliyahs. V'ktana, and the smaller of the two parashiyas, is read by Yochid by one person. B'shachrus V'mosif, this was done by Shachris and Musaf. Or b'mincha, by mincha nechnasim v'karen al-piyam, they did not read from the Sefer Torah, they read by heart. There's a machloikus v'shoinim, k'karen shema, just like we read shema, when we say krishma, when we recite krishma, we don't read it from the Sefer Torah, we say it by heart. There's a machloikus v'shoinim, if what was done by ne'ilah. Most v'shoinim seem to learn that by ne'ilah, they did not read. That's what Rashi learns. However, there are Rishonim that say that by Ne'ilah they also read from, they read these parashas, but again, not reading it from the Sefer Torah, but reading it al peh. Kol yom sheyesh by Halal, any day when Halal is said, ein maimed b'shachris, no maimed was said by shachris. Since Halal is being recited, and Tosfos says it refers to a day like Hanukkah, where only Halal said, but there's no Musaf. So since they're saying Halal, they don't read and say the special tefillahs of the Maimon. Rashi seems to learn, and as does the Rambam, that this only refers to the people who were the members of the Maimid who were in the Beis HaMikdash. Since they're preoccupied with saying Hallel, and they also have to bring the wood for the Mizbeach, every day they had to bring the wood from the place where the wood was kept to the Mizbeach, so there's no time for them to read and say the special Tefillos Amayimim. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says that Hallel, the recitation of Hallel, does not affect the ability, affect the people in Yerushalayim any more than it affects the people of outside of Yerushalayim, and therefore the Ritva says that everyone who's a member of a Maimid, both those in Yerushalayim and those Chutz Yerushalayim, on a day that Hallel is recited, did not say Mamodus B'Shachris. On a day where there's a Karban Musaf, for example, Reish Chodesh, Ein B'Ne'ilah, we don't say Maimid by Ne'ilah, and certainly the Rishonim explain, we don't say by Mincha and Musaf, which are closer to the time where the carbon is being brought. The Mishnah's Chiddush is that even by Ne'ilah, on a day that we bring a carbon Musaf, we don't say Mamodus by Ne'ilah. Here, the Ritva agrees that this only applies to the people in Yerushalayim. Since the people in Yerushalayim have more work, because on a day where there's a carbon Musaf, they're extra kabbonis they have to work with, that only applies to them, not to Mamodos outside of Yerushalayim. The Mefarshim do ask that we know that the Gemara says that the Gevoinim were the people who were designated to be the Chaytve Eitzim, to bring the wood. And here it seems to say that it was the people active in the Maimed. So the Mefarshim explain that the people, the Gevoinim, brought wood for all the people working in the Beis HaMikdash who needed wood. But the actual bringing of the wood to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mizbeach, was not done by the Gevoinim, rather was done by the people of the Maimed. Karban Eitzim, as our Mishnah will teach us soon, there were days that were designated by Mishpachis that they brought Eitzim. When Klal Yisrael came to build the second Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't enough wood, and 9 times of the year were designated as days to bring the wood by certain families. On such days, says the Mishnah, ain't b'mincha. There's no maimed said by mincha. However, according to Rashi, by ni'ilah, on a day of a carbon eitzim, the maimed is said. Here too, there's a machloitus rishonim, who is excluded from saying Maimid on a day of Karban Eitzim. The Ritva says, in the name of the Ravid, that only the people who brought on that day the Karban Eitzim, since they were occupied, will bring the Karban Eitzim, they don't have time to say the Maimid. But everyone else certainly treats that day like any other day of the year. However, the Meiri and other Rishonim disagree, and they say that since everyone had to come out to greet these people who brought the Karban Eitzim, so everybody was occupied with greeting them, and therefore everyone was excluded on such a day from saying the Maimid at Mincha. Devar Rabbi Akiva. Amalei ben Azai. So Ben Azai said to Rabbi Akiva, Kacha Rabbi Yeshua Shana. This is what Rabbi Yeshua taught us. Karban Musaf, on a day that there's a Karban Musaf, there is no Maimid by Mincha. But, according to Rabbi Yeshua, by Ne'ilah, by the time Ne'ilah comes, they're no longer occupied with bringing the Karban Musaf, and therefore, they can't say Maimid. Karban Eitzim, on a day when they had the Karban Eitzim, Ein b'ne'ilah, there is no maimed by ne'ilah, but by mincha, there is a maimed. Says the Gemara, Chaz Reb Akiva li Yeshanik ben Azai, Reb Akiva agreed to Reb ben Azai. So since we just mentioned this concept of wood being donated 9 times a year. So the Mishnah discusses it. Zman atzik kahana va'om tisha. There were 9 times in the year when wood was brought. Bech ben Nisan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'nei Aruch ben Yehuda. It was that family's day to donate wood. And as the Rishonim explained, on the day that wood was donated, it was a yontif. They used to bring a carbon eitzim, which the Gemara Masechet Menachos describes. They brought 2 logs of wood on the mizbeach and did kmitzah from them. Best from the Tamiz was the family of Bnei David ben Yehuda. The Chamish Ba'av was Bnei Parish ben Yehuda. The Shivaboy Bnei Yonda ben Rachav. The Saraboy was the time of Bnei Snor ben Binyamin. The Chamishabai was the time of the family of Bnei Zasu ben Yehuda. Vimorim Kahanim Leviim, also with them were Kahanim Leviim, the Kamisha Tav Shiftai. Anyone who knew that he came from a Mishpacha that donated wood to the Beis HaMikdash, but he wasn't exactly certain which family he belonged to, all these people brought on this day a Chamisha Asabai. Also brought on this day, the Gemara will explain why they had these names. The Esrimboy on the 20th of the month is the day of Bnei Pachas Mayav ben Yehuda. Besrim Be'elul is the day of Bnei Odin ben Yehuda. And Be'echad B'Shvat, Be'echad B'Tevis is Shav Bnei Parashniyah. And as the Rishonim explained, there was wood donated on 20 days in Elul. There was nobody who came forth to donate wood from 20 days in Elul until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, quite a lapse of time. So the family of Parish, who even though they had already donated wood on Chamisha B'Av, donated wood again on Echad B'Tevis to last from Echad B'Tevis until Echad ben Nisan, when the family of Orach ben Yehuda will bring the wood. Says the Mishnah, Be'echad B'Tevis on Rosh Chodesh Tevis lo'haya by Maimed. There was no Maimed because it's a day shayi by Hallel the carbon musaf, the carbon eitzim. Since the first day of Tevis is Rosh Chodesh and it's also during Chanukah, so because of Chanukah we say Hallel, so there's no Maimed by Shachris. Since it's Rosh Chodesh, so we bring a carbon musaf, so we don't say maimed by musaf and mincha. And since also it was a day of carbon eitzim, we don't say maimed by nila. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha dvarim iris havasena b'shivas b'tamis. 5 terrible things happened to our forefathers on Shivas b'tamis for Chamisha b'tisha b'av. So as the Rishonim explained, certainly the significance of these days is measured that they were days that were important dates in the Churban HaBayis. But the Mishnah teaches us that not only did this happen on those days, but rather other things also happened. The Ben Yoyod explains what's the significance of 5 and 5. Says the Ben Yoyod that since we know that Tzoris that happened to Klal Yisrael come to us because we don't follow what the Torah says, and we know that the Torah is based on the Seres Adibris of 10 Seres Adibris. So the Mishnah says 5 things happen in Shabbat B'Tamis, 5 things happen in Tisha B'Av to correspond to the Seres Adibris that we violated. But Shabbat B'Tamis, what were the 5 tragic things that happened on Shabbat B'Tamis? The Shtabra Luchas, the Luchas were broken. Batla Tamid, the carbon Tamid was discontinued, was a Machloikas Rishonim, if this refers to by the Bais Rishon, as the Rambam seems to learn, others seem to learn that it happened by the Bais Sheni. Hufka Ir, the walls of Yerushalayim were broken by the Roman army. Vesaris Aftimus is a Torah, Aftimus burnt the Torah. Mefarshim explained that what's HaTorah? So there's 2 pshatim I saw. One pshat is that there was a Sefer Torah written by Ezra HaSofer, which was kept in the Beis HaMikdash. That was the authoritative Sefer Torah, that all other Sefer Torah were written from that one, and he burnt that Torah. Another pshat is that Shtarim burnt all Torahs because his goal was es ha-Torah, to destroy the Torah. The Hemet Selim Behechel, and he put an Avodah Zarah in the base of Mikdash. Here too, there's a machlokes. Who is the Mishnah referring to? One opinion is that it's referring to Shtarim's put a Avodah Zarah in the base of Mikdash. Others say that it's referring to Menashe, who was a Melech Yisrael, who was a Rasha, that put a Tzelem in the base of Mikdash. The Gevurah Sari asks, if that pshat is correct, shouldn't Hemet Tzelem Behechel have been listed earlier in the Mishnah, since that happened chronologically earlier? So the Gevurah Sari says an interesting teretz, that the order that the Mishnah is following is in hours of the day. So even though chronologically the story of Menashe putting a Tzelem in the Heichel happened earlier than Avstaimus burning the Torah, but in hours in the day, Avstaimus burned the Sefer Torah earlier in the day than Menashe put a Tzelem. But Tisha B'Av, Nigzal of Asenu Shalichnus El Aretz, when we were in the Midbar, that was the day that the Gzeir came down, that the Dara Midbar would not be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. V'chor Abayis, B'Rishayin, B'Shnaya, both the Beis Hamikdash Rishon and Beis Hamikdash anywhere destroyed in Tisha B'Av. V'nilket HaBetar, Betar was a great city with a very large Jewish population whose king was Bar Kokhba, and that was the day 52 years after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash Sheni, that this city, the entire city, was destroyed. And the Gemara says that it was such a tzara, just like the Churban HaBayis. For Nechrashayir, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed. This was the day that the Roman general Turunus Rufus plowed the site of the Beis Hamikdash Sheni. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Mishenichnas of Mematin Besimcha, from the month of comes we curtail joy. Machlokes Rishonim, most Rishonim say when we say curtail joy means we don't do things that bring joy. We don't make a binyan shel simcha. We don't do business that brings simcha. Others say that we, in general, reduce our business activities, mishenichnas of, because it's a time for introspection about the tzaras of the churban, not for any other activities. The Chassidish Sfarim say, mishenichnas of, if a person wants to limit and a person wants to take away the tzaras of Av, b'simcha, if a person will be oivet as Hashem, b'simcha, that's how he could take away Av, that we should have the Beis Hamikdash come back. Says the Mishnah, Shavish Shechal Tisha B'Av Lias B'Toychoi, the week that Tisha B'Av falls in, also Melsapa Melchapis, we're not allowed to take haircuts nor wash clothing. However, according to the Minig that Ashkenaz Jews follow, the Minig HaRamah, we do not take haircuts already from Shavuos B'Tamis, and we already stop doing laundry from Rosh Chodesh Av, or B'Chamishi Mutarim Nei Kvod HaShabbos. So the way most Rishonim explain this line is that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, as we learned from Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh was declared based on the seeing of the new moon by Eidus, and therefore Tisha B'Av could come out on Friday. If Tisha B'Av comes out on Friday, we, says the Mishnah, are allowed to do laundry on Thursday, L'Kavod Shabbos. Regarding taking haircuts in such a situation, says the Magen Avraham, there we would not allow on Thursday, Erev Tisha B'Av, to take haircuts. And the explanation is that haircuts are different than laundry. Laundry needs to be done every week. Haircuts do not have to be taken every week, and given that this is the Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, haircuts should not be taken. There's another explanation of the Mishnah, which most Rishonim disagree with, that if Tisha B'Av comes out on Chamishi, on Thursday, so even though it's Tisha B'Av, and certainly on Tisha B'Av, normally one may not do laundry, L'Kavod Shabbos laundry can be done, but that's not the Halacha. And that's not the way most Rishonim explain the Mishnah. Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yoichel Adam Shnei Tavshilin, during the Suda Mafsekis, a person should not eat two cooked foods. Lo Yoichel Basav, Lo Yishtayayin, he's not allowed to eat meat, he's not allowed to drink wine. He should only make some change. The Gemara will explain what this means. Rabbi Yehuda Mechai B'Kfis HaMitah, as the Gemara explains in Masech Demayit Cotton, that in those days when somebody was in an Oval Rachman Son, they would turn over the bed. Says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, says Rabbi Yehuda, so must be done on Tisha B'Av for Avelis, for Lo Yehoda Lecham Decham Dos Gri. Says the Mishnah, Arav Shimon Gamliel, by high yom tovim liyisrael, there were no greater yom tovim by klai yisrael k'chamisha asu ba'av k'yom kippurim, like k'chamisha asu ba'av and yom kippurim. Shebehen on those days, b'nois yisrael, the Jewish girls would go out yoytes b'kli lovin shulim. They would go out with borrowed white garments. Why did they have to borrow? Shloy levayis as misha einloy, that they should not embarrass somebody who didn't have garments. So everybody was the same. Nobody was using their own garments. Kol ha-kelim tunin tefila, and all garments worn had to be immersed in the mikveh. Pasha pshat, since, as Rashi explains, we did not know the tumah tahara status of the owner of these clothing, so we can never really be sure if it's tumah tahara, so they just made a general rule that all garments should be immersed in the mikveh. Another pshat that I saw from the Yerushalmi is that since by putting the clothing into the mikveh, they'll get ruined once you put a garment into the mikveh, people will not be so hesitant to lend their clothing out. The Jewish girls would go out and dance in the vineyards. What would they say? Pick up your eyes. What do you choose? Don't look at beauty. Look for family. Shekrachein the hevel ayoyfi, because false and beauty is false and vain. Isha yiras Hashem itasalul. What is important is yiras Shemayim. V'amitluam apriyadav yahalul b'shar mesav. And as the Mefarshim explained, the Mishnah is referring to three groups. Bachasan nainecha, the attractive girls would say, "Look at us, at our beauty." The ones who were not attractive would say tenen nechav mishpacha if they had yichus, look at the yichus. And the others would say, don't look at beauty, don't look at yichus. Ishi yiras at Hashem tesalol, look what's inside, look at who we are. The Shem Shmuel explains the significance of chamish asah ba'av and Yom Kippur being the day when they used to go out to make these shiduchim. So he explains that that is what Klal Yisrael is all about. We go from one extreme to the other extreme. Chamish Asar B'Av is right after Tisha B'Av, the most tragic date in the Jewish calendar. And Yom Kippur culminating the Seres Yimei Tshuva. In that time of darkness, the light of Jewish families being rebuilt is the days, are the days that are so designated. And as the Leif Simcha says, there is no greater mitzvah than to build Jewish families. And therefore, even on Yom Kippur, and even right after Tisha B'Av, that's what we should be busy with, building Jewish families. The Ben Yoyada points out that Shunta said Yom Kippur before Chamish Asar B'Av. In the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur precedes Chamish Asar B'Av. Says the Ben Yoyada that what happened was that they went out the first time on Chamish Asar B'Av. That's when they began the Shidduch, and by Yom Kippur the Shidduch was completed. He said it wouldn't make sense to start the Shidduch in Yom Kippur and schlep it for 10 months till Chamish Asar B'Av. The Mefarshim also discuss what is the significance that they would dance in vineyards. So they explain that all trees, all fruit trees, have the ability to be grafted different types of fruit. However, the grape tree, the vineyard doesn't accept fruits from a different tree. And that's the message that the women were saying to the men, let's get married and be loyal to each other. Furthermore, good children are compared to a grape. Eshtecha ki gefen periyah, what was so significant about the grape. It's a fruit that we eat. It's a fruit that we have liquid, we have the wine from. What we're saying is that the children that will emanate from these unions should be children that are like the grape, perfect children. The Kenu Omer, and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel continues to say, the Pasuk says, in Shir HaShirim, Tzena Rena B'nai Tzion, B'melech Shlaima, B'atara Sh'itrulai Imai, look at Melech Shlaima with the crown that his mother put on him, B'yoyim Chasunosai, or B'yoyim Simchas Libai, B'yoyim Chasunosai, so Matan Torah refers to the day of Matan Torah, and as Rashi says, it refers to Yom Kippur, when the Luchas Shnius were given, and the Mefarshim explain, why do we consider Yom Kippur the Yom Matan Torah? Why don't we say that Shavuos is the Yom Matan Torah? Mefarshim say a beautiful pshat. On Shavuos, the Torah was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. On Yom Kippur, we asked for the Torah. After we did the Aver of the Eagle, we asked for the Torah. That's something that's so much more choshev and significant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obyoyim Simchas Levi also is on Yom Kippur Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash that was built by Shlomo took place on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was one of the days Shibana Be'Yameinu that should be built in our days. So Mefarsh will explain what is the connection of this limud to what we spoke about, the inyan of Shaduchim on Yom Kippur and Chamish Asur Ba'av. So Mefarsh will quote the Medrash. The Medrash says in the Parashas Truma that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he said, the Medrash says a mashal, there was a king who had one and only beloved daughter. And the day he married her off, he said, of course I want to marry you off, and I'm so happy that I'm able to marry you off. But I'm also despondent that we will not be together. So he asks, in this home that you're building, make a small room where I could come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Torah with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world based on the Torah. And the Torah was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here, on this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving his beloved Torah to Klal Yisrael. So he tells Klal Yisrael, when I give you the Torah, make a place in your home for me to be together with the Torah. Says the Mishnah, we're building a new Jewish home. Tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that Jewish home, make room for me and my Torah. And in fact, the Mefarshim explained, that is the basis of the minig, how every Jewish wedding, the simcha of a Jewish wedding, begins with an oifruf. An oifruf is when we call the chassan to the Torah. To tell the chassan, yes, you're bringing a new wife into your home, but together with the new wife that you're bringing, bring along the Torah Kedoshah. But I saw another pshat in the connection of this issue of the Shaduchim with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah is teaching us that when we build a new Jewish home, we're also building a Mikdash Ma'at. We're building every Jewish home at Beis HaMikdash. Tells us the Mishnah, B'yoyim Chasunasoi, the day when a person gets married, B'yoyim Simchas Libai, when he's building a new, when he's getting married and he's so happy. Why should he be happy? What should he be doing? Binyan Beis HaMikdash. He should realize that the new home he's building is a Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah said, "B'shloisha parakim v'shanim kahanim nesim eskapeim." 3 times a year, the kahanim do birkas kahanim 4 times of the day. Ask the Gemara, "Tanis b'shachas musaf minchanila." Ask the Gemara, "Tanis b'modus mika musaf." Do we say musaf on a tanis? On our maimed, says the Gemara, "Hachsuri mechz v'achatami." The way to understand the Mishnah is the following: B'sholosh prakim kahanim noisim skapeim. The 3 times a year, the kahanim do birkas kahanim, calls matshim espalim every time that they daven. For yesh mehem, and there are one of these days have arba pam b'yoyim, 4 tefillas. Which day is it? Shachris a musaf, mincha v'elos sha'arim. that on Yom Kippur we have all four of these things. Ve'ele and Shlosha Parakim, these are the three occasions that every time we daven, we do Nesis Kapayim, Tainus Mamodos, V'yom HaKippurim. But Nila, but the day that has all four is only Yom Kippur. Although there is an interesting Rambam who seems to say that Nila, that there was a Musaf even by the Mamodos. But most Rishonim disagree. There's also Machlokes Rishonim, which we have previously quoted, if there was Ni'ila, by which days of Tanesim were there Ni'ila? Some Rishonim, everybody agrees, by the last group, the last seven Tanesim, there was Ni'ila. Most Rishonim seem to agree also that there was Ni'ila in the middle three Tanesim. There is a Machlokes what happened during the first set, the Machlokes Rishonim, if Ni'ila was said during those three Tanesim or not. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avivua, Zu Divrei Rav Meir. This is what Rav Meir says. Avacham Oimrim, Shachrus Musav, Yesh Bem Nesis Kapayim, but Shachrus Musav, they did have Birkas Kahanim, Mincha V'Ni'ila, Ein Bem Nesis Kapayim, but Mincha V'Ni'ila, there was no Nesis Kapayim. Ask the Gemara, Man Chacham, who is this Tana that says this? Says the Gemara Yehudi, the Tanya, Shachrus Musav, Mincha V'Ni'ila, Kulam, Yesh Bem Nesis Kapayim. By all of these tefillas, there is Birkas Kahanim, Divrei Rav Meir. Yehudaim Shachrus Musav, Yesh Bem Nesis Kapayim. Mincha Ni'ila ain't Bem Nesis Kapayim, but Mincha Ni'ila Nesis Kapayim wasn't said. Rabbi Yossi holds Ni'ila Yesh Bem Nesis Kapayim. Ni'ila we do say Nesis Kapayim, but Mincha ain't Bem Nesis Kapayim. Ask the Gemara of Amai Kamifki, what's the basis of this three-way machlokes? Says the Gemara, Rameyus Sovar Kol Yom Tamamai Loi Parash Kani Yidayim Minchasa. Every day, why don't Kahanim don't do duchening by Mincha? Mishum Shikris. Because since by then it's later on in the day, and they might have drunk wine and become shikr, and as we're going to learn in the next year, a shikr is not allowed to duchen. So that's why duchening isn't performed by Mincha. Ha'idna, but on this day, which is a Maimed day, since lack of shikris, there is no drinking, the fasting, so that's why Birkus Kahanim can be said by Mincham. And the Rishonim point out that even though we learned in our Mishnah that not all the days of the Maimed days that they fast, they only fasted Monday through Thursday, Ramei will agree that even on Sunday, where they're not fasting, still, since it's a Maimed day, they should say Birkus Kahanim by Mincham. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Shachris Musav, the Koyoyim Eloi Shechicha Shachris, Shachris Musav, every day where there is no shikris yet by Musav and Shachris, like Gozerban. Mincha Ni'ila, have a Mincha Me'ila, the Kol Yoyma Sheikha Shikris, every day there is shikris by Mincha time usually. Gozerban Rabbanan, that's why Chazal said that even on these days where there is no shikris, because we're fasting, we should still not do Birkas Kahanim by Mincha and Ni'ila. The Paiskim all point out, from here we seem to see that why do we duchen by Shachris and by Musaf? Because by both by Shachris and Musaf there is no Shikris. Say the Paiskim, from here we see that we should not eat or drink prior to davening Musaf. Because otherwise how could it be like a Shikris? The Rosh and the Rabbeinu Chananel say this, and the Paiskim discuss this at length. It comes up to Shiloh, specifically if people daven longer tefillah, or if we don't eat Shabbos, people daven later and they don't eat before Shachris, and are they allowed to eat before Musaf? The halacha, it seems, is that certainly to sit down to a meal is prohibited before Musaf. Just to eat a small amount is permitted. Specifically, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasoi, like on Simchas Torah, where everybody is eating in shul, so it's a tzibur together, they will remind each other to make sure not to forget to daven Musaf. Rabbi Yossi Sover, Mincha de'is b'chol yoyma, Mincha, that's every day, and every day we don't want to have duchening by Mincha because of the concern of Sheikhers, Gozer Rabbanan, Sir Chazal said that even on a fast day, we shouldn't duchen by Mincha. Neila the Leis b'chayyama. However, Neila, which doesn't take place every day, Loi gazu b'rabbanan, there's no reason for Chazal to make a gzera that Birkus Kainim should not be said by Neila. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Rav, Halach Krameya, the Halach is like Krameya. Rav Yochan Amr Naga Am Krameya, the people act like Krameya, Rav Amr Mini Krameya. Says the Gemara, what is the difference between these three terminologies? Mandam Halach Krameya means that Shinan Libaparka, publicly we tell everybody to follow Krameya. Mandam Amr Mini, Midrash Le Shinan, Ariya Marinan, we don't teach this publicly, but on a case-by-case basis, we pass on like Rameya. Or Manda Menagu, and the one that says that it's just Nagu, a real Marina, we don't even rule that way in individual cases. However, Ovid, if somebody acted like Rameya, it's fine for Madrinale. Rav Nachman Amar Aloch Rav Yossi, that the Aloch is like Rav Yossi, that we say on a fast day, Birkus Kainim by Ne'ilah, but not by Mincha, for Loch Kreb Yoisi. Ask the Gemara Idna, my time of Parashu Kahane Yudayu, but Mincha Sadatanesa. Why do Kahanim Duchin by Mincha on a fast day? And we hold like Reb Yoisi, and Reb Yoisi says by Mincha, because of the Gzeira, we shouldn't do Birkus Kainim. Says the Gemara, Kim the Samach Lashkias Chama Kaparshi, since Mincha on a fast day is davened late in the day, so it's Kfilas Nila Damya, and just like by Nila Rabbi Yossi holds, we say Birkas Kanim, so too by Mincha. In fact, many Poiskim point out, based on this Gemara, I saw the Shevet Halevi, and Rabbi Yosha Ben Salvechik, that based on this Gemara, on a fast day, Mincha should be davened later in the day. And the Maril, it seems that what the Maril holds, that if one davens Mincha early on a fast day, Birkas Kanim was not recited. However, I saw from the Chazon Ish that the Chazon Ish says that even though the Gemara says the reason the minig for saying Birkas Kahanim on the fast day was because Mincha is davened later, says the Chazon Ish, even if one doesn't daven Mincha later, he could still say Birkas Kahanim by Mincha on a fast day.